He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We are coming to you live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. It is Thursday night, and I know everybody's anxious to hear my weather report, but it's actually cooling down in Arizona. When I woke up this morning, it was 58 degrees, and I think we had a high of about 72, 73. We're getting there. I'd like to see it down into the 60s, but I just got a call from the dude in my office in Massachusetts, and they said, "Do you want us to plow on Saturday?" And I said, "Really?" And they said, "Yep, we're expecting a lot of snow." So I'm glad I'm here in Arizona. No snow. That's good. In any event, we are on show number 332. And if you were to look at the webpage last week, you would see that we were on episode 3331. I don't think so, but we are on show 332. We have a very interesting gadget for you. And I've got an app. If you're using Windows, I got an app that you're going to thank me for. Really, I was going crazy this week on a technical issue with the internet, and I remembered I used this app several years ago, and it's still made. It's better than ever. And if you're having issues with speed on your internet connection with your PC on Windows, I'm going to show you an app that pretty much guaranteed to solve your problem like that. In any event, we are heard in 172 countries around the world. I thank you for that. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really, really appreciate it. We are gearing up for CES in January, which is the Consumer Electronics Show, and I will be there both with the Tech Podcast Network doing the Gadget Professor Show and also with a company, a sponsor of ours called LiveU, and that will proved to be extremely interesting. So let's get started off with the gadget of the day. I gotta tell you, folks, this thing is absolutely amazing. It comes in an unobtrusive box like so, and this is actually called the, I'm gonna call it the I don't know what I'm gonna call it. I'm gonna call it the OBI-202, and that's exactly what this is. It's the OBI-202, and this is a VOP, a voice over IP, which essentially is voice over the internet, a telephone adapter with one phone port and one USB port. This is quite the box. With the OBI-200, let's take a close-up of it here. Let's go on a camera two. With the OBI-200, you are in control of your digital and analog communications life via the OBI-200's onboard telephone connection, as well as the internet and other OBI-1, or let's call it OBI, endpoints. Essentially, what this will do is allow you to use the internet, the connection that you're already paying for, hook it up to a standard telephone, and bang, guess what? You can make and receive calls, and you can do all kinds of crazy things like a caller ID, name and number, call waiting, message waiting indicator, visual and tone-based. You can go speed dialing. There's 99 speed dial connections on this. It's really cool. So let's take a look at it. This is all it is. It's a very small box, maybe 2 inches by 2 inches. In the front, you're going to notice three tally lights. One, of course, is for the power. The second one is to show you that it's hooked up to the internet. And the last one is to show you that it's hooked up to a telephone. So you, when you hook this up, you want to see these three lights glowing shiny green. On the back, it's very simple to hook up. I mean, it's real simple. You're going to plug one end into the power supply, and that's right here. That's simple enough to do. And this obviously is your internet connection. This does not work, at least that I could tell, over basically Wi-Fi. You have to hook this up to a hard wire, which is no big deal. And then last but not least, you are going to get a phone jack here, and you're just going to connect any standard phone into this. Now here, if you notice, let's bend that wire back a tad, you will see that nice little USB plug, and you can put in a USB drive or a USB stick there, and you are able to access these files via the internet connection. This thing is actually made to use over Google Voice, and that's a big plus. If you don't have a Google Voice number, Google Voice, and you will find out how you can get one if you could still get them. Even if you don't use Google Voice, this will still let you make free calls as long as someone else on the internet has the same box. So they could be anywhere in the world, and they'll have this little utility box, and you can make free calls back and forth, both send and receive calls, without anything else whatsoever. So if you're going to go to their website, this will tell you all the things. Call forward on busy, call forward on no answer, call transfer, anonymous calling, block anonymous callers, do not disturb, call return, repeat dialing, caller ID pass through. So this really has pretty much every feature that you can imagine, and it's so simple to connect up. Again, here's your Ethernet port. Here's your USB port. You don't have to use that, but if you want to share files, maybe even watch a movie or whatever, there you go. Send your spreadsheet, share your spreadsheet documents, whatever it may be that goes on a USB stick or drive, this will take it. Here's your internet jack. Over here was your phone jack. And then last but not least, it comes with a small and obtrusive 12-volt power supply. This really works. I've tried it under multiple applications. I myself have hooked this up to my Google Voice account. And what's really nice is I have a phone service that virtually is free other than the cost of the box. I hook this device up, and I'm good to go in about 3 minutes. I am totally hooked up. Now, when you first dial in, it might seem a little strange to you, but what you're going to do is you're actually going to have to register. So you're going to click register right there, and that will take you to essentially your name, your phone number, all those types of things. And I have mine set to Google Voice, as you could see, and they give me a number. So if I want to go basically Obi Talk to Obi Talk, I can do that, not a problem. If I have the phone number, such as I do with Google Voice, I can also port this in. And you have basically a dashboard that's going to let you add a device. It will let you set for speed dial calls. You can have trusted callers. You can link certain devices. It shows you different connections. There's solutions, extras that you can put on this. Pretty much anything that you could think of, you can do, including adding an icon for your, you know, for whatever it is that you want, your business name, any name that you want. This is really a phenomenal box. And if you go to the OB Extras subscription, you get 1 month for free, and it's only $5 a month. And with that, you get OB Voice Command, Business 411, call, custom call blocking, caller ID, alarm monitoring, fax to email. OB works with all the Nest products. So if you have a Nest thermometer, for example, you can just pick up the phone and say, hey, Nest, put the air conditioning on, you know, go to 75 degrees, or it's freezing, go to 85 degrees, whatever the case may be. And it will also import all your Google contacts. So this device is really, really something, and it definitely does work. As I said, I've tried it. I've been using it now for about 3 weeks, and wow, it's really good. Now, you're wondering where you get it and how much it costs. Well, if you go to Amazon, this sells for $75. However, I will tell you that if you shop around, you can get these things as cheap as $30, and that's what I paid on a Black Friday special, was $30. Well worth it, because it gives you certainly another phone line that essentially I'm not paying for, other than the cost of the box. So even if you're using a service like Vonage, that's costing you probably $40 a month as it is. In 2 months, if you were to pay the $80, you've got your money back. The other thing that I think I mentioned is this has a phone number. So if you have four friends and each one of you have these, no matter where you are in the world, you'll be able to talk to each other on the internet. Now you're wondering, how do you know what the number is? Well, on the bottom of each box, of each little router box here, there's the phone number that goes exactly with this. And oddly enough, you're going to be expecting, an area code like 508, and then you'll expect three numbers like 123. and then four numbers at the end like a regular telephone. No, 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 no. Because this is IP and this goes essentially box to box, what you're going to find is a six-digit code number. And again, it's on the bottom of the box. If you people can see this, feel free to call me. But this works really well, and for the price, you can't beat it, especially if you have someone that lives out of state, especially if you have someone that lives out of the country. You can just pack this up and send it to them as a Christmas gift, as a Hanukkah gift, whatever you want. So works really good, and there is a ton of information actually on the page here on Amazon. If you scroll down to questions, you're going to find everything that someone could possibly ask, and it goes on and on forever. So any question that you think you may have, you'll find it answered there. In addition to that, you actually can go on their website, and they have a forum here, and you can register for the forum. It's free, and there's a zillion questions here. There's a million different ways to operate this. Additionally, as I'm understanding it, you can get an app, a free app, that you can put on your iPad or your iPhone and make phone calls using this device, okay, via your iPad or your iPhone or your Android phone or whatever the case may be, and the app is totally free. So how cool is it to have your iPad in front of your, or your Samsung pad, whatever pad you're using, or phone, and not pay for a call and call anywhere in the world? This box will do that for you. So definitely check this out. As I said, the forum page is excellent. This is a look at it. It has different topics, installation setups of various devices, day-to-day use, topics and issues relating to the day-to-day use of the phone, and let's see here, iPhone apps, iPad, iTouch, Android apps, PC apps, OP Talk web portal, and feature requests. So this is pretty cool, not to mention all kinds of application for Nest smart home products. Definitely a cool gadget, and for the price, you can't beat it. Before I would slap down $80 to Amazon, I would do a Google search on OB Talk, and you'll probably find this for probably under $40. So you can check around, and the prices vary every day. So I give this 5 stars out of 5 stars. Probably one of the better gadgets I've ever tested. This thing just worked flawlessly right out of the box. Just, I was set up in less than 3 minutes and making calls. By 5 minutes, I was actually phone calling. It is a little bit easier if you have Google Voice already, and if you don't, it's not a big deal. So read up on it. Go to their webpage. Again, it's called OB Talk. Here's their webpage, obtalk.com, and I think you'll find it very, very, very useful. Let me know if you try it out. I'm sure you're gonna like it. All right, let's get into some apps of the day. This app is just a killer app. It's a killer app. There's nothing else I can say. I was having brutal computer problems this week. My own fault. I won't get into why I had them, but needless to say, I had some major problems here. Fortunately for the Gadget Professor, I had multiple backups, and I was able to get a complete backup, and it took a couple days actually to back the machine up. I had a spare machine, but everything backed up nice, and I'm all back to normal, and problems been going around for about 2 weeks now, but I'm back to normal. Thank goodness for my backups. Now, when I hooked up everything, I noticed that my internet speed was brutal. I mean, really bad, and you know, the machine hardware hadn't really been touched, but I'm paying for, you know, maximum speed on this gigabit router that I have from Cox, and I'm getting maybe 30 at the best day of the week. So in any event, check this out. This is called SG TCP Optimizer. If you're using Windows, and even if your machine is lickety-split, download this SG TCP Optimizer. I'll put it in my webpage. And I'm telling you, this is the best optimizing tool ever made. I can say that because I've used them all. This one works hands down. It works with Windows XP 7, 8, 10, the 2012 server. Pretty much anything that's put out, you know, any Windows product, this will do a great job of optimizing that TCP connection. And it goes through the entire computer, your entire system, and it opens up gates. It opens up things that you don't even know exist, that you don't want to know exist. It's real simple to use. So download it. It's 100% free. There's no viruses in it. And when you download it, you're going to get a window that's going to look like this. All right, let me see if I can pull this over a little bit here. I guess I can. All right, you can see it. But the window will open up, and there's a million options here that are going to be very confusing to you. Believe me, they're confusing to me. The main thing you want to do when you're ready to use this, download it, open it up, and you're going to see this slider bar right here. Okay, it goes from 56 kilobits up to 100 plus megabits. You want to slide this bar all the way to the end, to the 100 megabits. I have a 100 megabit connection. I was getting, as I said, maybe 30 MIPS at best. I slid the bar over, and then you're going to have to hit, please remember, apply changes. You want to hit optimize. Don't deal with any of this window default, current, or custom. You want optimal. That's going to give you the best optimization and allow you to get the fastest speed possible from your router, any kind of connection that you have, and your PC, regardless of what kind of modems you have inside of it, or optimization boards, whatever you may have. This will marry the two together and cut through the clamor. It will test what's in your machine, hardware, software, and optimize it. So again, slide this bar all the way over to 100 MIPS, even if you don't have 100 MIPS service. Slide it all the way over and hit optimal, which I believe is already default as optional, and hit apply changes, and then don't touch anything. Don't turn your machine off. Don't go back in. Don't play games. Do nothing until it says it's done. Then you go back in and you're going to do a speed test. So if you go speed test, and there's a million different speed tests out there, I particularly use this one. Let me just put it up here. I use speedtest.net. So it's just speedtest.net. And this is the one that I use. And there it is right there. And we'll click on it. I'm doing this live, so who knows what will happen. But that should fill in a second. That's just running my my Adobe Flash. I don't usually use this browser, but today we will. Yes, we would like it to run on my machine. So basically go to speedtest.net, and you're going to get this speed test that will pop up. And all you're going to do at that point is just click go, and essentially you will see what speeds you have. Folks, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I will try to answer all my email. All right, let's get into some apps of the day. This app is awesome, really awesome app. This is on my iPhone now. I just downloaded this yesterday. I can't stop using it. It's called Synthesis Plus FX. It's free at the moment. Grab this if you can. This will take two photographs and merge them together, and you actually have the ability to bleed in one more than the other, or to create kind of a mask effect. And if you get creative, you can really produce some awesome, I mean awesome, photographs. If you want to see some of the things that you can do with this, follow me on Instagram, The Gadget Professor. Follow me on Instagram, and I probably put up 3-4 photos a day using all these apps that I talk about, so you could actually see them working. But this one is probably one of the most fun apps I've ever used. I really, really like it, and I try all these apps out. This one was good. It works well. It's easy to use, and you can really get creative with it, so check that out. All right. Another app that's just recently come to mind, that I've started using it, and it works actually well. It's called Amazon Key. So using the Amazon Key app, you can actually set up for all kinds of Amazon Prime devices that can be delivered to your home. Essentially, this will lock and unlock your door. Clearly, you have to have a lock that will accept the Amazon Key, and most of them do today. And if you have this in, you can call, if you so desire, Amazon and make arrangements for them to have the key number, and they will open the door at a specific time. In fact, I mentioned a couple weeks ago that Amazon is selling a whole kit. They'll do the install of the lock. The lock is included and a camera, and it's about $250. It's actually well worth it. The lock is pretty good, and I have it here. I haven't hooked it up yet. I am going to get free installation, because why should I install it when someone else can for me? And then if it doesn't work, I can complain to them instead of complaining to me. So I'll let you know how this works out once it's all installed. All right, this one is a must app. Some apps you got to have. This app you got to have. It's called Cirrus personal safety. Cerberus, Cerberus, that must be it, C-E-R-B, Cerberus Personal Safety. I can't say it, but I'll tell you what. Persona is the personal safety solution for you and your family during an emergency or a potentially dangerous situation. You can easily and quickly share real-time locations with your loved ones, contact friends and relatives by email, SMS, Twitter, and Facebook with just one tap. They'll be able to track you by opening up a link and you don't have to log in. These are the types of apps that I like. If I had young children, I would insist on having them use this. The nickname for this is called Persona. I believe it's available also for the iOS. This app right now is available for any Droid product. It's totally free, and I would beg you to use this. You just never know when you're going to need it, and you yourself can use it. What I like about it, you don't have to log in with the username or password once you load the app and sign up. There's no fees involved, and you can instantly, with one click, do email, SMS, Twitter, and Facebook. One tap, and it tells everybody where you are, and they can track you. So definitely check this out. It's called Persona. I guess it's made by Cerberus, but it's called Cerberus Personal Safety, and they nicknamed it Persona, or Persona, whatever you want to call it. Very cool app. Very nice app, and definitely, please load this on your phone. I mean, God forbid you get in an accident or feeling sick or something, and you want someone to know where you're at. This is the app to use. One touch. This app is not released yet, and it's on the Droid operating system. It's free, and it's called Focus Go. This has been around for a while, and they've had some issues with it. I just tried it out last week, and it seems to be ready for prime time now. And this is a photo gallery, but it's one of those photo galleries that doesn't crash when you get a million photos on it. And it allows you to share and download and upload all kinds of photos and do all kinds of fancy things. So I think you're going to like this. If you want a photo gallery that's just simple to use, this is probably one of your best bets. Okay, this next app is something that I've been using for years, and I mean years. This app is called Pocket, and it's one of these apps where I just use it and use it and use it, and quite frankly, I don't think I've mentioned this app in quite some time on the Gadget Professor show, but I use this every day. Pocket is an app, it's totally free, that allows you to basically save whatever information you want, URLs, whatever, into this pocket, into this folder, if you will. The app is free, and essentially the way it works is you're reading a page. I was trying to get some camera settings last night, and I was looking at the ways different people would shoot a particular type of scene, and they all had different settings, different gear, and I was writing them down. I said, why am I doing this? So I just clicked the URL. I went up above, and I have a pocket icon basically on my iPad, on my browser. Just click pocket, and it dumps that information right into that pocket, and then when you're ready, you can go back at a later date and find it. It's a really cool app. I use it every day, and you know, I just forget that I use it, but it's really cool. Now, have you ever seen these animated GIFs or animated GIFs, depends how you like to say that word, but they're really cool, and the things go back and forth, and they take a picture and they kind of animate it, and you're wondering how they do that? Well, some of them they get right off the internet for free, and you can do that by just searching animated GIFs. That's animated GIF. And you'll find a bunch of things. So if you wanted a guy taking his hat on and off, you can just put hat animated GIF, do a search, and you'll probably find one. However, if you want to make your own, this app is a cool app that will do it for you, and you might like it. This one happens to be for on iTunes, available for the iOS, but there's 1,000 different apps that will actually make animations for you. This one is called Plotograph and Photo Animator. This is a really cool app. It's going to set you back about $5, but you just tap on the plus icon, you select the photo, you tap the photo, and basically from that you're going to create an animation track by tapping and dragging it in the direction you'd like the animation to move. So it really is convenient, and it also lets you create a mask tool so you can mask off certain areas of the photograph. It works really well. It has an animation tool, it has a selection tool, a mask, an eraser, anchor points, pinch and zoom, And it also has a bunch of photo sharing presets. So when you're done with the animated GIF, you can send it to Twitter or Instagram or whatever it is that you want. And it works really well. And I'll tell you, for $5, in about 15 minutes, you'll be making professional looking animated GIFs. And you can send me one or two, as long as they're clean, you know, then I'll accept them. So that's going to wrap it up for the Gadget Professor tonight. I'll see everyone next Thursday. Thanks for tuning in.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.